How can getting a change of environment awaken you? Welcome to the Therapy Brothers podcast.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Tyler.
We're brothers.
We're therapists.
And we know recovery.
Bring your stories, your questions, your successes with real recovery.
Hey, Tyler, you ready to have some hard conversations?
Let's do it.
Let the Therapy Brothers podcast begin.
Brandon, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing good.
Good.
A little jet lagged, but
yeah. What's the time change?
It's basically as much of a time change as you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on the other side of the world. So I don't even know. It's the middle of the night there now. So
you're still ready to be asleep right now.
Yeah, I'm on Cambodian time.
Yeah. How long were you gone? You were gone for like 10 days?
No, it was only 7 days. So it was a week.
Seven days. Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it was amazing. So I learned a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think that's maybe one of the reasons for the topic today is that you're going to get to hopefully share with our audience some of the things that you've learned and that struck you, and we'll be able to talk a little bit about this concept of change of environment.
Yeah. Yeah. I can give a little background as to what I did, and
yeah.
So I just barely got back from Cambodia. I took my 12-year-old son with me to Cambodia, and we did some touring around the country. But the good majority of it was some humanitarian work, where I got involved with an organization called Become More, and just was able to do all kinds of things, from teaching English to helping build a stable for a cow on someone's property, and really getting to know the community. We stayed with the Cambodians for 3 days in the ways that they live, sleeping on the floor, bucket showers, eating their food. And it was life-changing. And one of the first things that I learned was, you know, you kind of live in a bubble, Tyler. We just do what we do every day, and it's our life, and it's our bubble, and it's, you know,
we don't even think otherwise.
Yeah, it's our world, you know. And I hadn't realized how much bubbled up I was until I flew across to the other side of the earth and realized, whoa, like life's different in many ways and better in many ways somewhere else. And I learned from the people there, and I learned from the people who started the foundation, things that I didn't expect. So it was really incredible, and it was really hot too. So
cool. Yeah, I'm sure it's known for being hot in Cambodia, but yeah. So Brandon, like I don't want to dig too deep, and you can share whatever you feel comfortable sharing with, but like some of those things, you know, some of the ways that your eyes have been opened or perspective shifting as a result of what you've done. Are there any specific kinds of experiences or takeaways that are yours as a result of what you've done?
Yeah. One of the first things, you know, taking my 12-year-old son over there and having him get a glimpse of things, I kind of saw things through his eyes for the week. And, you know, it's interesting. Back when I was born, 1979, in Cambodia, what was going on was genocide. The Khmer Rouge was murdering 3 million people, 2 to 3 million people, and torturing them. And, you know, we hear about World War II all the time, the Holocaust. There's certain things that we hear about, but I knew about the Cambodia killing fields, but I didn't really know about it. And I walked through this, I'll call it a museum, but what it was a high school turned into a prison, turned into a torture chamber. And the reality of the things that went on there made me realize how much I don't really know about history and a lot and human suffering and the stories that go on. And 40 years removed from that genocide, there I was in that country seeing the effects of that genocide, both for good and bad. And like the people are resilient and they're grateful and they're forgiving. And they're also hurting in a lot of ways. Their economy has suffered greatly for it. And it just made me realize how, I don't know if ignorance is the right word or naive, but unaware I am of a lot that goes on in this world.
Yeah.
For something like that to go on and for me to not know much about it at all. Like, I didn't know the guy who started the whole Khmer Rouge, you know. Do you know his name?
Nope.
Yeah. You know Hitler, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah. And so I don't even want to speak the guy's name because he's so evil. But like that was one thing that was awakening to me of like, whoa, like I wonder what else is going on in the world that I don't know about. And why do I need to know about it? I don't know. It's just it's to have empathy and to have understanding of what people are going through. So that was one of the first things that hit me pretty hard. Right after we went to that museum, we went to the Trash Mountain in Cambodia where people live on the mountain and in, on the foothills of the mountain. So there's communities who scavenge.
When you say Trash Mountain, you're talking about like the landfill then.
Yeah, it's a literal mountain of trash that people live on. They live on the garbage and in the garbage. And so we went and we met with them and they were humble and nice people, stricken with poverty. And one thing that I learned there is, you know, you can go give them food, you can even give them money and they're going to end up right back there again. And poverty is a mindset. And it's a lot about what we talk about, Tyler, of, you know, like we can give people the answers all day long, but it's not until they shift the way they resonate that they get different outcomes in their life. And so what's important is education and experience, like experiencing something different, having a vision, getting educated. If they don't have that, then you can give them food all day long. You can give them resources all day long and they stay stuck. And so that's another thing that was pretty intense.
As you're talking, Brandon, it's interesting because I'm having this like layers of this idea of different levels of experience where you went and left your bubble and had an actual experience with something that it's been around since when you were born, but never really like hit you until you were actually there experiencing what that history actually was. And all of a sudden it was like, you had a visceral response that changed you in some way that's now going, man, I have a ton of empathy for these people, but number two, I want to know what else I haven't known this whole time. Right.
Yeah.
And then here you are going to Trash Mountain and going same thing. Like the way out of that for those people would be that they get a new experience.
That's
away from
point.
Their actual environment. Right.
That's a great point.
That education or that, like you said, the resources themselves. And then that's got me thinking about this whole idea of what we do with our work, which is that very same thing that in so many ways, our clients, they're not going to make a change with just the rational learning until they actually have an experience with the new principles.
Yep. To have the courage to actually step out of your environment to experience something different is critical to shifting.
Yeah.
Another thing that came up for me at this Trash Mountain is, I don't know if you remember this, but on my mission in the Philippines, I served on a trash mountain. And while I was there, it rained a lot and the trash slid and it buried like 1,000
people. Yep. I remember that.
And I was all these like ambulances and everything were going toward the garbage. I had no idea what was going on. And I got there 2 hours after the trash slid, and I watched backhoes digging bodies out of this garbage. And one thing, you know, just when we talk about trauma, you know, I go back to Cambodia and I see these people living on the trash, and you can imagine what started to go on inside of me. Just all these flashbacks. Yeah, I mean, it's still there, like really strong. That I didn't realize, like, it's that trauma is real, and trauma just stays inside of us.
Yeah. You carried it. You didn't even realize you were carrying all of this with you for so long, Brandon. And I'm so glad to see this coming out of you right now, man. Like, but you've been carrying that for 20 plus years.
Yeah. It's the body keeps the score, the mind, the soul, you know, when we've been through things. And that triggered me big time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there I was on a trash mountain with people living there again. And it just made me think of all the suffering, and another thing it does is make me take a step back and be really grateful. You know, when you think of people dying, getting buried by garbage
where they're living,
I mean, compared to me, I go home to my house. That's just, there's no comparison, you know. And I was complaining about before I left, my lawnmower broke down, my zero turn lawnmower, riding mower, whatever, it broke down. And it was like the end of the world for me. It was like, you know why, you know, and I went to go get it fixed, and I went to turn my truck on so I could take the mower in, and the truck wouldn't start. And then it was just like, oh my gosh,
this all is lost.
Everything's the worst. And then there I was sitting there on that mountain of trash this week, realizing, like, really? Like,
yeah. As you look at that mountain of trash and realize that you see a zero turn mower as somebody's front door, and it kind of what I'm hearing you say, Brandon, is, and this is probably true for a lot of our listeners here, is that our listeners are here because a lot of them are going through really hard things. And one skill that they could use is actually realizing that for many of them, the things that they're going through today in some ways pale in comparison to some of the things that other people are going through today too.
Yeah.
And it's not to discount the challenge or the struggle that needs to be solved. Or
invalidate the pain.
Just to acknowledge that there's some perspective in this, and perspective sometimes is helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Some people can watch this, because the way that you're saying the things you just said, Brandon, is really impactful for me, that there's like, I remember one time we went up to like our cousin's house in Washington, and we were told this story that our cousin Brett had done this, where they were eating dinner. They were little kids, you know, and they're eating dinner, and the parents gave the old standard, like, hey, there's kids in Africa, starving kids in Africa that would love your dinner. Like, you need to eat your dinner. So he went and got a big envelope and put to the kids in Africa and like put the food in there, and it was like, all right, give it to the kids in Africa. Right. Like, right. You know, that, that kind of like perspective, it's one way to say it that way. The way that you're saying it is with actual like connected heart. Like, there's something that's been moving to you and changing inside of you as a whole being, rather than just this rational thought that you could talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can hardly put it into words.
Yeah. And you almost feel like you're cheapening it with words.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And to have my 12-year-old son there to witness some of this stuff, you know, just to be able to see his reaction and his response, and really his culture shock, to it all. I think, you know, he was upset because he was one of the last kids in his school to get an iPhone. You know, it's like, you know, like things shifted a little perspective wise for him too. And, So that was really cool. The other thing that was really fascinating for me that was, I got this organization. They're really trying to do things the right way. So they're not trying to be like, hey, we're the Americans showing up in our t-shirts to like have our experience to like use you to make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
It was, we are getting involved in the kind of really in the communities, deep in these communities. And what we're doing is we're teaching the Cambodians how to run this organization, not running it and here to save you. Like you, there was this belief in them that they absolutely are capable to shift out of poverty and to make changes within themselves. And we more kind of were on the sides, facilitating the process while the Cambodian people in these communities were stepping in and engaging. And that made me think a lot about therapy, like a good therapist, right?
Yeah.
A good therapist doesn't just tell you what to do and give you all the answers, and you don't just pay them so that they make you better. A good therapist rather guides you and then steps back and lets you go and have those experiences. And that changes everything for you. And so we got really involved with the people. Like I say, we lived like them for 3 days. But some of the Cambodians there felt like family after a week.
Yeah.
Really. And I think my son, he was saying to me, so he was like, he made some good friends there that they couldn't even speak the same language, but kids are incredible because they just connect on a human level. Yeah. And so by the end, he's like wrestling with these kids and playing these games and doing all this stuff with them. And when we had to leave, he just sobbed because he was going to miss his buddies. And yeah. It was really cool to me to see that connection. And he said to me, he's like, I said, well, what did you think, you know, of Cambodia? And he said, well, you know, Cambodia, America's not better than Cambodia. It's just, we're different. And I think why he said that is because he felt love there to the people and connected to them. And it felt really good.
Yeah.
Right. And he felt that across the whole world. And he feels it here too, in many ways. Right. So I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but watching my boy connect to the people was so profound for me, because I could just see his goodness and I could see their goodness. One of the boys that was his best friend when he was like 9 or 10 years old, his family had 2 kids and they couldn't afford living with 2 kids. And so they up and left him.
Oh, man.
Just abandon him. And so he's an orphan, and we were there helping him, getting to know him, and my son Reed just got to know him really well and became good buddies with him. It was pretty awesome. So yeah, so that's
amazing. That's something that and you wonder about the impacts of that again when we're looking at perspective on Reed's new friend and Reed.
Yes.
Right. Like that's something that's what Reed experienced there is something that will actually affect him for the rest of his life in many ways.
Yes.
Right. That perspective that he had, that experience that he had, the friendship that he made there, everything will be, he will be changed for the better in many ways because of that. But then also, I don't know what's going on with his friend there in whatever program he's in, but he met somebody who was different than him, who Reed became the bubble burster for him, where, you know, you're living in your bubble and you go there and you're like, whoa, like didn't Reed was that for him.
Yeah.
That kid now knows that there's a whole different world out there that he would never have otherwise even known was there.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tyler.
You know.
Didn't think of that. I got another one, the thing that I learned. So the with Become More, they have what's called this Fat Cow program. And if you go to the rural areas in Cambodia, you'll see a lot of cows, but you'll see also a lot of ribs, like a lot of skinny, small cows.
Starved cows.
And the guy who set up Become More, he's an economics professor. So he looks at everything, systems and how things work. And one thing that he identified is that they can fatten these cows up. And if they can fatten up the cows, then the person owning the cow can make a lot more money and buy more cows. By, you know, you can turn one cow into two. And so what they discovered was two things. They discovered this type of grass that grows in Thailand that has a certain protein in it that takes a cow that these skinny cows that would weigh 500 pounds and helps them weigh 1500 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah. And so we were there and we got to experience seeing the little cows and these big fat, like healthy cows. And there's a huge demand for beef right now. China is wanting more beef. And so Cambodia, there's an endless market there. And so all they need to do is fatten up their cows, and they go from making, you know, this little tiny amount off their cows to a lot more. It's what they feed them, which is this sustainable grass from Thailand. And then it's also when they feed them. So if they feed the cows at a certain time of day, certain things, they fatten up and they do. And I guess the analogy here for me and what I learned is, how many little tweaks in our life can we make that will make all the world a difference, but we just don't know they're there. I mean, Thailand is next to Cambodia. That grass was right there. It's a little tiny tweak, and you go from, you make 2/3 more off your cow.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically make three times what you were going to make.
Yeah. So I was thinking about my life, like, okay, like, what's the magic grass that I don't, I mean, I shouldn't say it that way.
The magic grass. they just legalize, like, that in most states.
Yeah. But like just a little bit difference in thinking. Another thing that they do is they don't walk their cows. The cows are lazy. They lay around and they get fat. In Cambodia, they walk cows everywhere. The cows are grazing all over the place. So they don't walk them. They feed them this grass. They feed them at a certain time of day, and they get the result that they want. And so what little tweaks, or what education, what thing is there in my life that can shift everything for me in my life? And how cool it is that these small little things can not just change an individual's life, but change the whole community.
Yeah, right.
Help them out of poverty. So
each individual that's bettering their own life then makes the entire community more prosperous, more connected, like, yeah, all of that. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. As you're talking about, I'm even thinking like the simple things, like just because what you said about the cows, but like, is there a certain time when I should be doing certain dailies every day where I'd get more bang for my buck?
Totally.
Are there certain foods that I could be eating that would empower my brain a little bit better that I just don't know about? Or, you know, all those little, like you said, all those little tweaks. And in some ways it's exciting just to think about the quest of finding those things.
Well, what's interesting is that the skinny cows eat all day. They just eat the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so it makes me think about us and our diets and the way we eat. And yeah, like, we're fed, but we're starving.
You know, we're fed, I mean? And we're really fat.
Yeah.
But we're starving.
We're unhealthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we can tweak just a few things, then we can be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, another part of the trip was we we went with this group, and there was like 10 Americans that came. And at the beginning of the group, you could tell that these were high quality people. And when we got out of our environment of here, you know, and we were forced on this bus touring around Cambodia, everybody just could be themselves. And it's amazing how much you can bond with a group of people in a week when you go through, when you go through something so intense.
Yes.
And so that was a beautiful thing for me. You know, I made some really good friends, some really good people we connected to. And the Cambodian people there that were with us, but also the Americans, just that human connection is pretty awesome. And I think we get pretty isolated in our lives where we don't make new friends later in life. We don't connect on a deeper level with many people later in life because we get pretty stuck in our rut.
Yeah.
That to me was a huge blessing for me, that I was able to meet some people. There was a couple of Taylor Swift fans there, so I might be becoming a Swiftie. I don't know. We'll see. We had to listen to Taylor Swift on the bus a little bit. So
yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So that was awesome too. It's just when you have experience with people, you bond to people.
Shared experience definitely is a connector.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of times we look at it in life and we're like, well, how can I have that? Like, I don't know where to find it. But I would challenge that a little bit. I think it's everywhere. Like my wife last week went and did a cooking class at Harmon's and met a bunch of people and made tamales with them. Now she's like friends with them all, you know?
Right. Just having the heart to go and the eyes to see the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool too, to be able to connect on a human level to everybody there. The last thing that, and I'd really like to bring, his name's Wade. He's the guy who runs Become More. I'd like to bring him on our show.
Sure.
And maybe I'll try not to spoil it if he comes on, but I do want to share one little piece of his story. He has cystic fibrosis and was on death's door, basically. He's our age, Tyler. And
wow.
He was like a couple months away probably from dying, and they came out with a new medicine and it saved his life and it brought his health back. And he talks about how in that moment he'd been thinking about starting this Become More in Cambodia for years and years and years. And when he got healthy, there was no time to wait.
Yeah.
The time is now.
Now.
We're living our life now. If you have hopes and dreams and you want to do good in this world, one day might not exist tomorrow.
Right.
And he hits that home hard. Like when you leave this world and you look back, what do you want to say about your life? You know, I look at him knowing these people in Cambodia intimately, like they're his family, and connecting and helping all these people. And we don't all have to do what he's doing. But if all of a sudden you go to the doctor and you only have a couple days to live, and you look at your life and you say, well, I was waiting for that one thing to happen in order for me to live this purpose. Hopefully you don't do that.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Go for it. Live your purpose. Love people. Help people. Change the world. Because, and do it today. Start doing it right now. So he was inspiring. He was awesome. And he actually is doing so much good. So.
Oh, that's awesome, Brown. We definitely should have him come on the show, but I love what you just said. I'll just say amen to everything you just said.
Yeah.
Like, life is a passing thing, and we can sit and let it pass us by one little day and moment at a time, or we can start to move with intention. and actually live the life that we were designed for.
What is God calling you for?
Yeah.
And there's always going to be fear and doubt and shame and all those things in the
way.
That
comes with it.
Yeah. And being tired and not seeing a way through to actually get there. If you don't go for it, you'll never know.
Yep.
And you know, he's going for it now. And he's changing lives. He's changing the world.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. A great example of that.
Yeah.
So, I want to just, well, as we wrap up, Tyler, do you have any more questions for me?
Nope. That's good. Brandon, go ahead.
I think, obviously, I was thinking about like kids struggling in our society. We're really not built for good mental health in our world. And so, and one of the demographics that's really struggling is teenagers. And a lot of times what happens is they struggle. And so mom and dad send them to a wilderness camp for a couple months and off they go. And hopefully they get better. Right. But to take my son and to be there with my son and to experience things with my son was so amazing. And I think everybody should go have some type of experiences with their children like this, where you both know, you both experience it together. You can talk about it. You can see the world in a different light, a different paradigm. And I was just thinking, man, every parent should take their child on something like this. So I want to just give do you have a comment, Tyler?
Nope. Go ahead, Brandon.
I want to just give a plug for Become More. We'll put the link or the website in the show notes. There's ways to get involved. You can go on trips, you can donate, you can learn more about it. It's a great organization, and there's a lot of good organizations out there. But check it out. It would be worth your while I didn't even mention this, Tyler. Getting outside of yourself and just serving
100%
is therapeutic and amazing. And it's incredible. And I was called to repentance a little bit, realizing that my life is so self-serving.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, worried about making the next buck or whatever, rather than like, how do I just help people?
Yeah.
So check out Become More. It's a great organization. Good thing to be a part of. If you're interested in going on a trip like this or something like that, I might be able to help you, get contacts in order to do that. So you can, just go to my website, BrandonPatrick.com, send me a message, and I can get you more information.
Thanks, Brandon, for sharing. Like, it's cool for me to see this part of you, this emotional part of you. I don't often see like what we saw today. And so thank you for your willingness to share. And
that might have just been the jet lag. I don't know.
we can call it whatever you want, man. But I you know, I do think it's a little different than what we typically do on our show, but I think that the principle that you're bringing out here and the reason we called the topic the way we did today was that it really does matter to get outside of our own little world and our own life sometimes and to have a different experience. And maybe it's not in Cambodia. Maybe it's visiting, maybe it's going to a cooking class at Harmon's. Maybe it's,
right.
You know, like maybe it's something else, but stepping outside of our bubble does add a perspective that becomes insanely valuable and deeply connecting when we choose to live our life that way. So thank you for your willingness to share it today, Brandon. And I'd love to have Wade come on the show too.
Yeah, I'll get him on.
So. Yeah.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right. You guys have a good day.
See ya.